Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
That's what it's supposed to look like. Bucks take care of business up in Minneapolis, 134-106, the final score. I'm Bill Baby Tausch Schmid. Appreciate you hanging out. It's the Big and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. And that is the team that we've been waiting to see. Everybody goes through. Everybody plays. Everybody's involved. And it starts with the MVP once again. This is the longest running postgame show in the city that takes your reaction. And we do so at 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. You can tweet at me during the game, at Bill Schmid Radio. Dan Plucker's here along with Mitch Ross. We're hanging out after a Bucks win, and an emphatic win in some circumstances that we'll get into in just 1 second. This game started in the strangest of ways, with a 49-minute basket delay. Raise your hand if you've ever heard of a basket delay in the NBA. I'm waiting. It's okay. Never have either. And I've seen a lot of basketball in my day. Never seen something like that. Wouldn't expect too many guys in the NBA to have seen a lot of things like that. I made it 10 years playing football without having a weather delay. And I thought a weather delay in football was one of the strangest things ever. I had 2 in 3 weeks in my freshman year in college. So these strange delays can happen. There's a difference between how certain teams react to the adversity, right? We're seeing how one team up in Green Bay is going to react to adversity after a tough loss. We see how the Bucks deal with some adversity, losing the tough game to Boston, where they give up what was a 19-point lead, end up losing by 11 in that game. At one point, get outscored 37-11. How does this team respond? Well, winning 3 straight games and now having the capper. Now having the game that was the most complete game of the season. Let me read this off. 31-33, 38-32. That's the quarter scoring breakdown for your Milwaukee Bucks tonight on the road. That's how you start up a road trip, ladies and gentlemen. That's how an impressive basketball team that's vying for a number one seed starts out a tough road trip. Now, this is going to be the easiest leg of this road trip. And it also is aided a little bit by the missing of Karl Anthony Towns tonight for the Minnesota Timberwolves. You got to play who's on your schedule. And you got to learn and grow as a team with who's on your schedule. There's a reason why they play 82 of these things. It's going to take quite some time for you to be able to mold into the team that ultimately you want to be and you want to have represent you when we get to the middle of April and into May. Tonight is how you start building things like that, where you walk in and say, we're much better than you. Now just hold on here, sit right there. You guys can come join if you want, but after these next 48 minutes, whatever it breaks down to, 2 hours and 15 minutes of real time, you're going to hold this L and go home with it. The Bucks were not going to be denied tonight, and they played strong enough defense throughout the entire game. Never trailed. Take that for what it is. Never trailed. Started the game up 5-0. Never trailed in this game. We're up by one at one point at 5-4. That was as close as it got. There needs to be applause for that. That needs to be recognized. You did not trail in this game. You did not give any opportunity for the opponent to think that they had a reason to be on the floor with you. Now, twice it got down to two in that first half. Fast forward into the second half, where the Bucks come out of the gates on fire. Score 20 of the first, I think it was 25 points of that half. 1 point, making a 9-0 run to force the first time out of that third quarter. We'll go through the whole game recap with a couple of highlights from Fox Sports Wisconsin here a little bit later on in the program. 414-799-1250 if you want to join in and talk about this Bucks win on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. But there were only a couple of different times where if you're the Minnesota Timberwolves, you had any opportunity to win this game. Bucks closed the door quickly. And that's what you got to do on certain nights. There are going to be nights where you're going to have to shorten the rotations down. Maybe we saw a little bit of that early on in the year. That's why Dante DiVincenzo wasn't getting the run that I was looking for him to have. But tonight, everybody plays. Everybody's a part of this one. Nobody's waiting at home on this one. Nobody's waiting at the hotel. Nobody should even be in a suit. Because everybody got in and everybody got it done. And that is the most complete game you've seen this team play. There will be more games like this. I believe wholeheartedly there will be more games like this season than the ones where you're really sweating it out in the fourth quarter. Let's be honest, there were a lot more of these last year. A lot more of these last year than the games that were real tight towards the end. Out of the 82, the team covered almost 64% of the time. They took care of people last year. They used to have that, we'd say it was the proverbial switch that they would flip, and then the game was essentially over. They would realize, you're not supposed to be on the floor with us. We're going to take care of business, and then we're going to go home. That was tip-off. And I don't know about anybody else watching, it felt pretty damn good. You didn't have to worry about it. You took over. You did what you were supposed to do. And you made the other team quit at some point. Now, the Minnesota Timberwolves ran their dudes out there for the entire 48 minutes. They got run for everybody that could play, except for Karl Anthony Towns, which was huge. Shabazz Napier, he got to shoot 12 times. Good for you. Andrew Wiggins, customary 21 minutes. Fill up the stat sheet, young man. Go get those empty stats. 25 points and no assists. Like, this is a game where you're able to go in, showcase that you're the better team, utilize everybody, and in the process, your best two players only play 27 minutes. Minute saver. Good night. One of the best nights. And the best night for one man that was starting to edge on to the point of where you were raising the eyebrow. Somebody else that got a nice, healthy payday here in the offseason. 8 for 14, 22 points, 9 boards, and 6 assists from number 6, Eric Bledsoe. Eric Bledsoe plays his best game of 2019-2020. This team, for a lot of how they're, for all that's made, and rightfully so, he's the MVP of the league, He's one of the most dominant players in the league. But most nights, Giannis is going to be Giannis, right? But the nights that Eric Bledsoe can bully somebody else's point guard and take over and play as strong as he did tonight, those are going to be nights that you win a lot of games. This team goes a lot of times as Eric Bledsoe goes. Middleton, constant. He played really well tonight again. 9 of 15, 4 threes, 26 points. The big three, or the keg as I like to call it, Chris, Eric, and Giannis, 82 points tonight. 82 from your front three players. Want to say they're a big three? Damn right. They can run against pretty much anybody else's team. Now, you're going to say, yes, but Billy, they didn't have Karl Anthony Towns. Right? Good. Even more reason to stomp on the throat and not give anybody an opportunity. They allowed the Minnesota crowd to hang out, enjoy, and then go home early because this one was well decided late into the game. I want to get into some Dante DiVincenzo conversation because we've been waiting for a night like this for the first round pick for the Bucks of last year. We'll also get into the rest of where that bench sits right now. And I think that two guard position of the unit that they can run out there is only getting strengthened and only showcasing how where that can get to. We'll get into a little bit of that next. We'll also get into a game recap. We got a lot more to get to. We got your reaction after a Bucks win by 28, 134-106. They beat up a Minnesota Timberwolves team that came into tonight's game at 4-1 without Karl Anthony Towns. Take care of business on the road. And then we can really get a good eye on the enemy and look forward to what we're going to see on Wednesday night, because that one is going to be fun. Bucks starting up a road trip up in Minnesota before they go on out west, and they take care of business. They start it with a victory, 134-106. Going to hear from the head coach. Also going to hear from Matt Velasquez as he is in Minneapolis with the team. Once he's out of the locker room, he'll be here with us on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Pick and Save, more ways to save on great foods, fuel points, and digital coupons at your local Pick and Save stores. They're with us every night long, as you are, in the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt. Mayor Mitch is here, 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Some Dante DiVincenzo in that point guard and that two-guard spot looking like a little bit more strength at that position, and where can that depth take the backcourt of the Bucks? We'll get into a little bit more of that next as they dominate on a night that they should. You're listening to The Fan.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on The Fan.
Bucks win 134-106 up in Minneapolis at the Target Center. Getting to the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game here in just 1 second. But first, the defensive play of the game brought to you by Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power online at LIUNA113.org. Brooke Lopez leads off the break with a swat, and Chris Middleton lays it in. This on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Jim Paschke, Steve Novak.
Maybe they'll get 10 in the second half. What a block by Brooke.
He absolutely stone cold stops Jordan Bell. It's Middleton on the other end. The Bucks have hit 8 of their last 9 shots. Minnesota 2-for-7 in the quarter, missing 5 of their last 6.
Part of the big third quarter run to start off after a recess that the Bucks used to break this one open in Minneapolis. At that point, that was part of the run that put them up by 15 in a bolt that was part of a 9-0 run that the Bucks had there early on in the third quarter. They extended it out by outscoring the Timberwolves 38-25 in the third quarter of tonight's game. The Bucks score over 30 in each of the four quarters tonight, 31-33, 38-32, finishing out strong. The most complete game of the year. That's the easiest way I can say it. This was one of those that you were able to finally coast, and you've been waiting for them to do that all year long. And not only I have a bad feeling like last year I got so frustrated listening to Sparky do this show and listening to some of the calls and some of the reaction and some of the conversations that we had during the week on the shows of everything pointing back to that Phoenix game last year, right? Where they lose at home and everybody's continuing to say, well, they lost to Phoenix at home. Good teams don't lose to Phoenix at home. Well, let me just make sure I refresh here and I don't lie to anybody, but 114-109, the Philadelphia 76ers get their first loss of 2019. Now, they lose on the road to Phoenix, but you will lose to those teams in the NBA. When the Bucks lose to Miami in the home opener, I feel like we're going to continue to point back to that game because it just felt like there was a lot of storylines that come out of that when you blow the 20-point lead. This starts to continue to put those to bed and remind fans that on these nights, you're going to be able to close these teams out and blow them out, not have to worry about it. When we hear from Mike Budenholzer, I can only know that he's going to be, one, very, very excited and happy that he only had to play his frontline guys 27 minutes, was able to get everybody run tonight. Everybody played. Only one guy that didn't play was Karl Anthony Towns. Speaking of the 76ers, he was suspended for kicking Joel Embiid's ass the other night. And then Joel Embiid comes on Twitter and is like, "I was raised by lions." Did lions teach you to get taken to the ground in a headlock? Because that's what happened, bud. I mean, he got owned the other night. He's coming out here just talking all this stuff. Dude, you had to have Ben Simmons come and put the guy in a chokehold while he was on the ground surrounded by four guys just so you could get up, so you could walk away. This guy's holding his hands up in the air like he won the WBC heavyweight championship. Sorry, I will get off on a few different tangents of Joel Embiid throughout the year. But you run with all your guys. You're able to get 82 points from your big three of Middleton, Bledsoe, and Giannis. And your guy is the guy again, 14 of 19. Now, this is an interesting idea. This might be the best performance that we've seen out of Giannis all year long. Now, I know he has 36 against Toronto on Saturday night. And Ted Davis called it his will to win on Saturday night. Was just incredible to watch again. But tonight, coming off the strange start to the game, you're out there, you get warm, you're ready to go, you think you're having the national anthem, you're shooting around for an extra 20 minutes on the other side, sharing a hoop with the other team like it's a 7th grade AAU tournament over at Center Court out in Waukesha. Then you go back into the locker room, sit down for 45 minutes, then you're able to come back out here and play. You just take care of business. Anytime, any place, any squad, any field, wherever it is, any court, wherever you want it. Bucks are, when they play like this, they get contributions from lower level guys and their big dudes take care of business, beat anybody in this league, especially when they don't have their star player. I mean, that was cake. 7.5 points Vegas was putting on this one. Thank you. Take that to the bank every single day. And the Bucks were able to take it to the bank and take it to the Timberwolves tonight, 134-106. If you want to join the program, it's 414-799-1250. Are you kidding me? Moment of the game before we get to our game recap. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business for any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs. Go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. So the are you kidding me moment of the game happened at about 6:59 when Jim Paschke and Steve Novak finished up their on-court conversation on the broadcast on Fox Sports Wisconsin, welcomed everybody in, see players doing layup lines behind and shooting, and all of a sudden they're showing this reverse camera angle from behind the backboard, and there's the scale, right? Like the level that your dad uses, or maybe you use if you're a little bit handier than I was as a youth. Now I've gotten to use it a few different times, lining up a bookshelf or
making sure my picture frame is even, because you don't want that to happen when the significant other comes over and your picture frame is uneven. So I'm seeing this ball is just drifting off to the side. What are we doing here? The basket, and they then, after Zora Stevenson did some great investigative reporting on the side, found out that it was actually the backboard that was off center. Was a little bit crooked, about a centimeter off. They said a centimeter off. A centimeter in the NBA for a 10-foot regulation hoop, I only can imagine, has a major impact. Because call me stupid, call me naive, call me a meathead, call me whatever you want. There's no way that I would bank on it and put money down that if I walked out onto the court, looked up at the hoop and said, that thing's off center. Yep, that one's not going to work. I wouldn't have known. Luckily, we have Robin Lopez and Brooke Lopez that were able to walk on out there and say, dude, that hoop is off. You guys are not looking at this. So on came a delay that they're going to see if they can readjust, and they have the pole in the back that's similar to the one that you have in your backyard where one guy cranks down and the boom kind of raises through and raises up. Because if you see it in the back part of these arenas, like at UW Panther Arena when we do Admirals games, all the UWM hoops are just pushed off to the side. And they're shrunk down to where the rim's like maybe 3.5 feet high up in the air. So these things fold up. So they just start booming it up and figuring out how they're going to readjust it and finally realize, well, we can't. So we're going to have to get this thing onto the ground where we can actually do some work on it. So bring in the replacement hoop. Then we're looking at the replacement hoop, and all anybody's thinking is, what happens if this doesn't work? What happens if this one is 2 centimeters off, 0.5 centimeter off? Are we canceling the game? So finally, and there's also way more that goes into it. They got to put the shot clock onto it. The NBA hoops, obviously they have the shot clock wiring and the lighting underneath it. That is already on the hoop, but they have cameras that get mounted onto the back of the glass on both sides. It's not only for viewing purposes, but for rules and figuring out, you know, where the ball gets touched off last. So they redo all the hooping, redo all the camera work, and it turns into a 49-minute delay. Are you kidding me? I thought rain delays were the most annoying thing for a guy doing post games. I was quite wrong. No, basket delays. Basket delays take the cake. Well above. I mean, it's not even close. That's for sure. I didn't even know what to think. A little bit of laughter, little bit of frustration, and then our boss piles on. We follow him on Twitter at 105.7 FM program guy. He goes, hey, Bill might be there late enough if this basket delay goes to join Ryan on the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. Good one. That would have been fun. Although I do like Ryan. We actually got to hang out on the Fantasy Football Weekly show this week. One of my good buddies. I would really enjoy it. I don't know if I would enjoy staying here until 5 a.m. tonight. I'm glad that we didn't have to worry about it. The Bucks made short work of the Minnesota Timberwolves. They really never had any chance in this game. Bucks led the entire way. It was the most complete effort they played all year long. And they do it on the road before a real test on the road in L.A. against the Clippers. Finally, we get Kawhi Leonard and Giannis back again. We'll wait to make sure if Paul George is officially out for that game. Missed the last couple of weeks. We'll see if he's ready to go when they tip this thing off on Wednesday. But Bucks and Clippers on the road. Then you go to Utah in a place that they haven't won in close to 2 decades. So an important one to get on the start of the 4-game road trip. They get the win tonight in Minneapolis, 134-106. Take you through a couple of the highlights here on the postgame show. All of our highlights courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Said it, the Bucks take the lead early, and it was Eric Bledsoe to start things off. Accounted, either assisted or scored the first 8 points for the Bucks, and they roll through the first quarter really with no issues. In the first couple of series, back and forth, Bucks at one point were up 17-8.
aided by a couple of big-time shots by Giannis. We go into the second quarter when finally they're working. Eric Bledsoe had it all going and got a little bit of an assist by Brook Lopez.
And then went cross-cut for Bledsoe.
What a pass. Bledsoe just threading the needle to Brook. Throws it down two hands.
Able to yam that one down. Lopez only finishes 4 of 6 with 9 points, but one of Eric Bledsoe's 6 assists on the night. That one courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Later into that second quarter, Giannis being able to just continue to dice through the defense, and he was able to pretty much have his way on both sides of the court. Here it is on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Milwaukee.
Jim Paschke on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Then he does it again as he takes it to the cup to end out the half. A little bit of confusion, but it ends up being good coast to coast for Giannis. Here it is.
The thing about a block charge call is it's such discretion, and so it'll be interesting to hear what they do here. And it looks like they've come to a decision.
The call has been overturned.
The call has been overturned, so a successful challenge by Mike Budenholzer. That means the basket is good, and it is a blocking foul on Minnesota, not the second foul on Giannis.
And see, now, this coach's challenge, that's what makes it so interesting. That's a huge call. It goes from not being a bucket and being a foul on Giannis to being a bucket.
There you go. Finally, we see a coach's challenge actually work in the NBA. Just still don't get it. I'm not going to understand it very much. So, course of a 48-minute game, there's an old saying that ball don't lie. It's all going to work out in the end. We had to instead put it in the hands of replay, and let's make sure that disaster continues. Dante DiVincenzo. He has 17 tonight. He forces a timeout, closing out the third quarter strong by double D.
Dante DiVincenzo works that perfectly, drains the three. The Bucks lead by 17.
It's like in tennis where there's a long volley. You go through the whole thing, goes for a whole minute. Go through all that. You don't want to be the guy that loses the point. Dante paying that one off.
DiVincenzo for three. Yes. First team to 100 usually wins. Lawler's Law, 102-82.
That's one of Jim Paschke's favorite lines. Team that usually gets to 100 first wins, that made it 102-82, and in firm control. The Bucks at one point led, they led by 33, I think it was, there at closing minutes of the game. DJ Wilson got himself in there with a long range two that made it a 132-100 game. They end up finishing it off 134-106. Good teams win. Great teams cover. The Bucks cover the 7.5 tonight with relative ease, and they do that by leading at 64-57 at recess. They score over 30 in each of the four quarters tonight. A four quarters beatdown of the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll hear from the head coach. We'll hear from Eric Bledsoe next. Matt Velasquez coming up as well. It's a Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, talking Bucks with you at 414-799-1250 on The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on The Fan.
What's going on? I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the freeradio.com app. 134-106, the Bucks get the win. They score 31 points in the first quarter. 31-27, leading after the first set. 64-57, going into the break. Giannis beats the buzzer at the end of the quarter, goes coast to coast, and a little finger rolling in, utilizes that Euro step. It looked like he took maybe 4 steps from half court to when the ball releases. Maybe 4 steps. Just the length. In. Cash. They review it. Bucks would win the review, and it would count. So they're up 64-57 at recess. Closing out the third quarter, Bucks would take it over from there. They would outscore the Timberwolves by 13 in that quarter, be up by 20 thanks to Dante DiVincenzo closing it out with back-to-back threes and make it 102-82. And Jim Paschke right there, I mean, basically calls a team that usually scores 100 first wins. They had it clear. They had it in the bag. It was earning interest, I think, before even the fourth quarter started for Ted Davis. Ted started sweating a little bit, though. For all those that were hearing Teddy earlier on in the fourth quarter, they send, I want to say it was Culver to the line. Could be wrong. And he goes with the chance to bring it between, bring it to 12. Or it was Vonleh, excuse me. Vonleh goes to the free throw line. And he has a chance to bring it within 12. And Ted's like, I don't know, man. They got to make sure that they close this thing out. It was just going into the third quarter. So it was just starting to close the gap. Then Dante hits the two threes. Give yourself a quick cushion. They close that third quarter out on a 7-0 run, and they ice the game right there. And then into the fourth quarter, they just do their thing. 32 points to 24 for the Timberwolves. It was out of reach. The Bucks were able to take care of every asset of this game, and I believe it was by far their cleanest, most complete game of the year. And a lot of it is thanks to this guy that we're hearing right now, who was the X factor of tonight's game. That's Eric Bledsoe. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Scholarships and 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. Bledsoe goes 22 points on 8 of 14 shooting, 1 of 4 from downtown. He's still, I'm telling you, the guy has never met a three-point shot that he does not like. He likes every one of them, and he believes that southpaw delivery is going to cash in more times than not. Well, more times than not, it doesn't, but it doesn't matter when you go for 22-9-6. Eric Bledsoe, talk with Zora Stevenson after the game on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
We know what we got to do. You know, we've been places where we're trying to get to. So we know what we got to do to take care, you know, of this game, and that's, you know, stay locked in and, you know, play our game.
You're really starting to get into a rhythm. I saw in the third quarter right here, you called for the post up. You got the ball and you hit Chris. He hit the quick three. How important is it for you to always be aware?
Man, it's big, especially for my teammates, man. When I stay engaged, being in attack mode, you know, it opens up a lot of things for everybody else. You know, even Giannis, you know, it get him easy, you know, baskets. And then on the defensive end, it get us going as well. So, you know, as long as I, you know, stay in attack mode, and we need that. And my teammates been doing a phenomenal job of, you know, talking to me.
The blood show in full effect. Thanks, Eric.
All right, thank you.
Who played a big role off the bench today? Let's check our bench mob moment of the game. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on The Fan.
Well, he was a close second for the X Factor of the night. It was Dante DiVincenzo. First round pick for the Bucks in 2018. 17th overall selection. 20 minutes, 6 of 11 shooting. 3 of 4 from downtown for DiVincenzo. He goes off for 17 points. 7 boards, an assist, a steal, a block. A couple of turnovers, but a plus 12 in the plus-minus differential for Dante DiVincenzo. I believe Dante DiVincenzo, what he adds to the backcourt depth and what they can do with that two-guard spot, how much stress is that taken off of Wesley Matthews and the $3.5 million that you're given on a veteran minimum contract to your starting two-guard when you believe that you're able to run a guy as a first-round pick who really didn't have much of a rookie season? Dante was hurt almost all of last year. For him to be able to get as much run as he can this year, you only expect to see Agent Zero improve, or Double D, as Ted Davis is calling him. And I like that. I'm going to utilize that. I'm going to use that a lot. Anytime I can call somebody that's not Donald Driver, I'm going to use it as many times as I can. So Double D has 17 and absolutely his best game. The first three games, he didn't get off the bench. So for you to be able to now see the run, Sparky called in, I want to say it was after either the second or third game of the year, whatever it was. We're sitting there talking, and you're questioning and wondering, what are they going to do with all these guards?
Sterling Brown's not getting off the bench. DJ Wilson's not getting off the bench. Dante's not getting off the bench. They're obviously going a little bit older. They brought in all these old veterans and Robin Lopez and Kyle Korver and Wesley Matthews. Go down the list even more. Ersan's older than he is young. And you expected that it was just kind of going to run as many times than not. Wes Matthews and, you know, Pat Connaughton. Pat Connaughton wasn't showing you any reason why he shouldn't play. Well, Pat didn't score tonight in 16 minutes. Only takes two shots, and I understand that. But Connaughton started out the year on fire. He's definitely come down to earth and I think opened the door for Dante DiVincenzo to get a little bit more playing time. He earns and showcases why he should be getting a little bit more tonight. Dante with 17 minutes. That the bench mob moment of the game, especially when he closes out the third quarter with back-to-back threes. I know we heard it one time, but let's bring it back one more time, Dan Blatt.
Dante DiVincenzo works that perfectly, drains the three. The Bucks lead by 17.
It's like in tennis where there's a long volley. You go through the whole thing, goes for a whole minute. Go through all that. You don't want to be the guy that loses the point. Dante paying that one off.
DiVincenzo for three. Yes! First team to 100 usually wins. Lawler's Law, 102-82.
That's Jim Paschke and Steve Novak on the call, Fox Sports Wisconsin. That's where all our highlights are courtesy of, along with the audio in the Coach's Corner. We'll come up next with Coach Budenholzer. We're also going to hear from Matt Velasquez before we get on out of here. And there's more time for you at 414-799-1250, live at 105.7 FM The Fan, or you can just tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan on Twitter. Larry says it was impressive. Bucks are so deep this year, and they have a lot of weapons. However, I still think Bledsoe is a key to this team's ultimate success. No doubt about it. For when he is going to be on nights like this, where he plays a lot of bully ball, takes care of the opposition, and puts that much stress on a team being able to slash, and you're not only worried about Giannis going to the cup, Bledsoe and Giannis are two of the more dangerous attackers in this league, especially on this side in the East. For those two dudes to be coming at you, working you, I mean, it only is aided when guys are knocking down outside shots like they were tonight. But, I mean, those two guys and Bledsoe on nights like this where he gets going early, his team can go when he goes. And there's not many games that Eric Bledsoe has a big night and the Bucks are sweating out victories. Most of the nights that Eric Bledsoe is taking a team to the woodshed like he did with Jeff Teague tonight and the rest of the Minnesota Timberwolves, usually it's going to be a cruise, and the Bucks took one tonight. 134-106. Hear from Coach Budenholzer next. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, hanging out with you after each and every game on The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com. Or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on The Fan.
Bucks win and the Sixers lose. Hey, it's never too early to start scoreboard watching. Just telling you. We'll just keep an eye on it. It's the first loss of the year for Philadelphia. They get it at Talking Stick Resort Arena down in Phoenix, Arizona. Hoping to be at Talking Stick Arena in March. Depending on how it lines up, just might be able to match it up with a little bit of Brewers baseball coverage out there for spring training. Bucks there on a Sunday night. It just might line up perfectly. So I'm not making any promises, but we'll see. Could be fun. Take a Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show out on the road. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. Bucks win 134-106. A very happy Mike Budenholzer after the game, I can only imagine. 27 minutes from Giannis and Middleton, 26 from Brooke Lopez, 24 minutes and 22 points from Eric Bledsoe, and 22 minutes from Wes Matthews. How can you not be happy when you're able to blow a team out and probably have your most complete win of the year, Coach Bud?
Thought the guys had a great focus. Thought the third quarter was really good. Time and do what they did. That's a good sign. It's a good way to start the road trip. So, good win for us.
What do you do during a delay like that?
Come back and sit on your butt. The players were in the locker room, so I think they were stretching and staying loose. And, assistant coach would just sit back and kind of just
talk a little bit more about the game and just hope that the basket gets fixed.
What were you told about it as it was happening?
It was crooked, which was fairly obvious. They tried to fix it, and then we were told they were going to bring a different basket and replace that basket with a third basket. I don't know what ended up happening, if they fixed the second one or if the third one made it out, and that it would take 15 minutes, and we'd get a seven-minute warm-up.
What do you think of the way the team locked in, responded, still came out energetic even with all the distractions?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good sign because it was a strange night. You know, a lot of it with the basket to start with. So I like, you know, the maturity of our group, the professionalism, the discipline. So, yeah, it's a good thing because things like this happen in games.
Bud came out, really had it going in the first quarter. That's kind of been a thing so far this season. He's been getting going early. Just what do you see from him in the first quarter of the games?
Yeah, you know, I think he hit his first shot on the first play of the game. That's great to see. I think that gives him confidence. And, you know, when he's aggressive and he gets going, I think everybody else feeds off of it, and then he creates things for others. And so I think we need him to stay in that aggressive mindset, you know, start the game and really throughout the whole game.
Obviously, you guys have a fast pace. The Wolves like to play fast as well. What did you think of your transition D and just kind of the effort you guys gave defensively to handle it tonight?
I thought the transition D, you know, there's always a couple. It's the toughest thing. But, like, in general or overall, I thought the transition D was pretty good. You know, they are playing fast. They're testing you. You know, Covington is a, whatever, 4-3-2. You know, he's a tough cover. So, you know, he got away from us a couple times. But, you know, I think it was more just credit to him and screens and not as much transition. So,
that's Coach Budenholzer after the game. The one thing I liked about the transition offense and the defense worked out as well because, I mean, he's right. Robert Covington gets loose a couple of different times. Straight 3-and-D guy. What this league is really becoming about at that wing position, being able to guard and play multiple positions and then be able to shoot and defend. That dude with 15 points tonight, 3-of-6 from downtown, all came in transition. But for a team that wants to run and is as athletic as they are, especially knowing that they were going to go small because they didn't have Karl Anthony Towns tonight, being able to match that intensity, like he said, on a weird night, it's a good sign. There's not much to be upset about. We'll hear if Matt Velasquez has anything to be upset about outside of the target center's incompetence, I think is the best way to put it. Not making nobody checked these rims. Budenholzer said it was fairly obvious. Once again, I'll take him for his word because these guys are also around basketball hoops in the NBA a lot more than I am. But a centimeter off, I'd like to know if I would have noticed. I'd like to know. I'm not saying I would not have noticed at all, but I feel like first glance for sure, they could have passed it by and I wouldn't have had an idea. And then my favorite part is he goes, well, they told us that it was off center, which was fairly obvious. And then, that they were going to either wheel out a third one or fix that one, and then it'd be about 15 minutes, and we get a seven-minute warm-up. Well, 49 minutes later, we finally got ourselves some basketball at the Target Center, and the Bucks rolled right away and waited not at all to take out the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight and boat race them out of their own arena, 134-106. Journal Sentinel's Matt Velasquez is here next. Our insider talks about this one and then previews the huge one coming up on the road trip. Bucks got to go to LA and Utah next. They start out the four-gamer with a win tonight in Minneapolis, and we're talking about a Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show with myself, Bill Baby Tal Schmidt, Mayor Mitch, Dan Plugger here as well on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on The Fan.
More Bucks conversation to start out your day live at 5 here on The Fan with the Chuggin' Winkler pregame show. My man Ryan Horvat gets you set for the day here on The Fan. He'll talk a little bit about tonight's game. Definitely still get into some Packers football. And we got David Bakhtiari on the Wendy's Big Show tomorrow, 4:35. Plenty of conversation there as they stub their toe. No such thing for the Milwaukee Bucks, but they'll go out to L.A. where the issues were for the Bucks
coming up, or for the Packers, excuse me, over the weekend on Wednesday. It'll be Bucks and Clippers from Staples. This guy will be covering it for you on the Journal Sentinel. He covers the Bucks for us here, brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Office, divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go to Thomas Morola Law, MorolaLaw.net online, and 414-327-5800. He's Matt Velasquez, Journal Sentinel beat writer for the Milwaukee Bucks. Matt, appreciate the time as always, man.
Absolutely. Good to be finally talking to you.
All right, Matt, let's get into this now. You've seen a lot of things in the National Basketball Association. Have you ever seen a basket delay?
No. I mean, not this kind of basket delay. I mean, I feel like I've seen, like, some kind of basket delay, like the people being confused about, like, a camera or some kind of issue with something around the basket,
yep.
But not like this. This was different. A bunch of the guys, you know, in the locker room were saying they hadn't experienced anything like this. It was weird for them, too. You know, they didn't really have any more information than we did. It was just like, hey, go chill out for a while and wait. Like, 15 minutes, it'll be fine. It'll
yeah.
be fine. And that was not the case. So, yeah, no, weird night. It kept getting weirder, and, you know, that's the NBA.
That's for sure. And my favorite part is Bud saying it in the postgame to you guys and just saying, yeah, we were told it was going to be about 15 minutes, and then we get a 7-minute warm-up. But 45 minutes later, we were able to warm up and have the national anthem. The only thing that I was able to draw it close to was back when I was a ball kid. We had one kid get the mop stuck in the net, and they had to go and get the ladder mid-game to bring that down. And like that only took like 5 minutes. So this was a strange one. For me, I also said it on the air tonight, and maybe this is me being naive. I don't know if I would have been as quick to notice that it was a centimeter off.
Well, the crazy thing is that a bunch of the Bucks players were saying, oh, yeah, like we noticed it when we came out for like our like regular shooting slots like before the game, like before team warm-up. So they can do it. And then they wait until everyone's on the court. The buzzer goes off. They're about to do national anthems. It's like, oh, we should probably fix this. Like, are you serious? Like, we couldn't have done this.
Nobody thought of this earlier. Nobody thought of this at 4:30.
No. No one just wanted to do anything about it. You know, that's just an hour of our time that we don't get back. That's okay.
Just great stuff. But how about the Bucks, though, Matt, in tonight, feeling like this was the most complete game they've played all year long. Orlando, the final score would showcase that they maybe took control a lot earlier in that one, but the early struggles there from Jump Street tonight, the Bucks were clearly the better team, especially without Karl Anthony Towns. They just took it to the Timberwolves and put them out of their misery.
Yeah, I mean, this game was kind of close. Like, you know, up until that Giannis block charge that I'm sure we'll talk about right before halftime, it was a 5-point game. You know, the Bucks were definitely in control every time the Wolves got close. Mm-hmm. They had a big shot, whether it was Ersan or George Hill or somebody else, you know, came up with a bucket to extend the lead back out again. But it still was, you know, far from over. The thing is, the Bucks, as well as they played in the first half, they didn't shoot well. They were like 5 of 18 from three. You know, and if they're not shooting well at some point, you expect that those shots are going to start falling. The more they keep coming up, and they're going to keep putting them up. So, you know, the avalanche is going to come, and if you're not winning, well, before that avalanche comes, like you're in trouble if you're the opposing team. And that's kind of what happened. The Bucks got hot in that third quarter. Giannis did Giannis things. You know, Wes Matthews, Chris Middleton, they hit a couple early threes, and then all of a sudden it's a 20-point game, and, you know, the Bucks are just cruising.
You mentioned it there. What did you see on the Giannis play at the end of the first half?
Well, first of all, it was right in front of us, and it was pretty scary to see a collision like that. You know, but also in looking at it, I thought that I wasn't sure if it happened before time ran out. I was kind of confused about all of that. But I thought that Jordan Bell moved a little bit, and the block was the right call. You also can't fault him for moving, because when you have Giannis coming at you at full speed, mm-hmm. intent on going through you, I'm surprised he didn't move fully out of the way. That takes a lot of intestinal fortitude to be able to stand there and take on that freight train. So a lot of respect for him in that regard. You know, I was confused about continuation of, you know, I guess when the foul is called, once they reverse it to a block, it was called at 0.2 seconds of the clock stops. And so that's when the continuation went in, even though the ball wasn't off his hands by the time that the buzzer went off. So a lot of learning, a lot of consultation. A lot of interesting stuff there. No one was really on the same page at that time. They told Giannis he's going to get two shots. You know, they told the scorer's table it was an and one. Everything was kind of just a mess. But luckily, it was just a footnote. Luckily, it happened in the first half instead of the second half of a close game, because that would have been chaos.
Let's talk about Dante DiVincenzo, and he has a career high tonight, 17 points, and really just adding to. We had the conversation a couple of days ago when we first started here, saying, "Man, when is he going to get some run?" Patience is a virtue for the youngster, and he gets his big night tonight in a blowout.
Absolutely, you know, he wasn't just playing, you know, the garbage time minutes. He was getting in there in the first half. Bud went to an 11-man rotation. He was in there. Sterling Brown was the one who had to wait. He's obviously going to have opportunities on the road to get his time. You know, he has played well the past two games. He'll be back out there in the future for sure. But Dante had his chance tonight. You know, he had a kind of a rough start in the first quarter, but after that, he kind of got back to it. Put up a career high 17. Shooting the ball really well, you know, going in for rebounds. That's a huge thing for the Bucks to be able to have guys on the wing who are crashing the boards and helping out in that way. You know, he had 7 rebounds tonight, 6 of 11 shooting, 3 of 4 for 3. He was the one guy off the bench who was like contributing and doing a lot in terms of tangible, countable stats. We're so used to the bench, you know, putting up big scoring numbers over the past few games. He had 17 of their 35, but just really good. He can really do a lot of things with the ball in his hands when he's off the ball, when he's on defense. You can see why the Bucks drafted him where they did and why they believe in him so much as they do now.
Talking with our insider, Matt Velasquez, here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. We go with an eye on the enemy, sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13. Stop in today for lunch or dinner. Fabulous Friday Fish Fry, now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. Look ahead to what the rest of this road trip has on it, Matt. You go to L.A., obviously banged up without Paul George. He was finally able to do a little three-on-three work the other day in practice. So you'll go up against just Kawhi Leonard and the rest of that crew. But that bench is just so impressive to me. A team that had Golden State on the ropes at one point last year, and then, oh, by the way, let's add two of the best two-way players in all of basketball. That is going to be such a great test and a great game for national television on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I mean, usually when you talk about the bright lights of L.A., you're talking about the Lakers. This time, you know, it's the Clippers, and very deservedly so. Mm-hmm. They've been great even without Paul George. Kawhi obviously has some history with the Bucks, and he's also an incredible player. Their team last year was full of guys who played hard, played together, had a lot of cohesion, did things that were not expected of them. And like you said, now they add two of the best two-way players in all of basketball. And they've only added one of them so far in the regular season, and they're still looking like a really strong team. So, you know, this should be a fun test for the Bucks, a chance to kind of have that measuring stick game. I'm sure being in L.A., which is now probably the media capital of the NBA with the Lakers and Clippers being how they are, there's going to be a lot of people there, a lot of excitement. And, you know, those are the kind of games that I feel like, you know, we all really enjoy to watch.
And we enjoy watching the MVP play in those games. And it's cool that the guy plays on our team and we're able to do that and cheer for it on Wednesday night. It'll be a late night. We'll talk to you then, Matt. Appreciate the time and appreciate all the work that we get to read at the Journal Sentinel and Matt Velasquez on Twitter. Appreciate it, dude.
All right, you bet.
Take it easy, man. That's Matt Velasquez joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. We talked about it right there. That play at the end of the second quarter, for the Bucks to be able to come out of that with one, everybody being okay, because he's right, it was a scary collision. I mean, it was forceful. Giannis going coast to coast right there. And that was the drive of the game. Sponsored by Wrench & Go. Need auto parts? Wrench & Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools. Access the lowest priced auto parts around at Wrench & Go. You're in a situation with it being a pretty tight game throughout that first half. And the Bucks never trailed in the first half. So it's easier for me to come on here and say, well, they dominated the whole night. And I felt like they were in control of the game the whole night, as Matt just said there. I felt like there was not a point in time tonight where you were really concerned. Now, you were concerned that it was going to get closer than you wanted it. But I wasn't sweating out the 7.5. I'll tell you that much right now. Then you're able to go into that locker room, come out on a huge run to start out that third quarter.
start out that second half. Outscore them 38-25 in that third quarter. Just impose your will. Just do it. Finish the job. It's what you were supposed to do. Sour on the Fan is brought to you by Dan McCormick and McCormick Law Office. Dan McCormick is your auto accident and work injury attorney. The Bucks do it tonight, 134-106, one final time here in front of the crowd at the Target Center that saw one of the stranger things in all of pro basketball, a basket delay of 49 minutes. Bucks never trailed in this one. Started out up 5-0, took care of business. Up 4 after the first quarter, up 7 after 2 quarters. Fast forward to the end of the third. Yeah, it was a 20-point lead. Thanks to 17 from Dante DiVincenzo. 34 from the MVP. 26 from Middleton, along with 22 from Eric Bledsoe. Bucks take care of business. Now it's on to the LA Clippers. We'll be back with you on Wednesday night. For Mayor Mitch, Dan Plucker, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. This has been the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. We're back with you on Wednesday night when they get a real test against the Clippers. Looking forward to it. Bucks basketball and Bucks conversation. Keep it right here at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.